This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. We're going to have Duquesne women's basketball coach Dan Burt on momentarily. The last Division I team standing around here, if I'm not mistaken, Limits. Am I right?
You are right. They've already won two games.
Aren't I? Yes, I am. You can step up right now. We're going to have Brian Gulish in just a moment from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank with a tote board update. First, somebody this hour, one person who donates $50 plus, will win tickets to the following Live Nation shows. And this is just a sampling. Thomas Rhett in June at Star Lake. Doobie Brothers, August 6th at Star Lake. Styx, August 10th at Star Lake. Matt Fraser on April 19th at the Roxy, and four tickets to that. And G-Eazy, Limit's favorite band, April 13th at the Roxy. And all that, one person this hour who donates $50 plus. So that's amazing. I'm very curious to see what Brian has for us before we get to Dan Burt. How about our little tote board intro, Limitless Wonder? Brian, what do you got?
So I believe we were in the 140 range last hour.
Yes, we were.
So we've crossed 150,000. We're 150,790 mils.
Beautiful. We got to get to 200 before the end of this show.
Hour 17 minutes. It's go time.
Let's go. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
We got to move here, Limits. People can text 50 need, the word need, to 50155. You can call 412-663-5664. Go on our website, 937thefan.com. Remember that $1 equals three meals. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, where we find Duquesne women's basketball coach Dan Burt. And Dan, before we get into all the things you guys are doing, I know at Duquesne and with your team that reaching out and giving back is something that is important, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I appreciate you having me on today. And I can certainly understand the feed, the need, and the importance of this. And so my coaches and I, you know, Rick and RJ and Vanessa, Melissa and Frank and Ari, we're going to donate $400. So I that gives 1,200 additional meals. So
yes,
we're going to donate $400 to this.
That is awesome. And we thank you so much. And that moves us forward here as we're trying to angle in on 200,000 meals provided through the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And I know over at Duquesne that for the women on your team, it's important too. I mean, just one of the things I know that athletes do is just be a great example. And they certainly are from being around your team. Those women are just awesome.
Well, we really appreciate that. We believe that also. You know, we've got Keandra Brown today, who's out in an elementary school speaking about empowerment of women, and she does such a great job with that. And we try not to really promote too much about what we do from a community service standpoint, because we believe that working in silence is better. But we spend a lot of time at Ammons and the Hill District in the summer, and in the organizations that we work with, we really enjoy getting out in the community. We have a lot of players from Western Pennsylvania, the most of any Division I team, men's or women's basketball in the country, of having local players. And so giving back to our community really matters.
Well, let's talk about your team for a minute, because you're the last Division I basketball team standing around here. You've won two games in the WNIT, one of them in extremely dramatic fashion. Who's next? What's next for you guys?
Well, you know, we don't know. That's the part of madness that you just don't know about. Tonight, Cleveland State will play a good Coppin State, and we'll get the winner of that on Friday. And we're preparing to play either one of them. They're both very different opponents in how they play stylistically. But you know, we have our own unique style where we play sort of West Liberty style, which is pressing on every make and every miss. And so we'll be playing everyone on the roster. All 11 healthy bodies will be in that game on Friday, and we're going to press them from the opening tip to the last second. And hopefully we'll be able to – the best three words you can hear as a coach or as a player is in March is, see you tomorrow. So on Friday, right. When I hope I can say see you tomorrow one more time.
That is awesome. The shot the other day against Longwood, and we had Journey Kiaku on after she sank a one-footed jumper. She shot that like my dad used to shoot a jump shot. Up on one leg, she goes up and under with 0.2 seconds left. You drew it up that way, yes, to go up and under off one foot?
I would say that is definitely not something that we drew up by any stretch of the imagination, but that is something that the way that she moved her body with the dribble, the step back, and then the step through, that is something that she practices on a regular basis, and she's had success with that move in other games. And so we were really excited that it went viral. You know, a week ago, Keandra was on the front of the New York Times style section, Sunday edition. And this week to have the top play of the day on ESPN Sports Center, it's been a really good 2 weeks for Duquesne University and Duquesne women's basketball.
Incredible. And as you guys move along here, I know Megan McConnell has to be thinking a little bit about what's going to happen with the WNBA. Do you feel like she's going to get a shot there, Dan?
You know, we just had a conversation about that. We played at Miami of Ohio the other day, and her brother, some guy named TJ McConnell, who plays for the Pacers, happened to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we somehow the conversation got on to the WNBA and everything. And, you know, we have taken it, and Meg has been fantastic with this. She has not wanted to have anything to do with it really until the season ends. And so, you know, she's got some family members running interference and myself also. Just making sure that, you know, the WNBA teams that are interested in her have all the updated information and are comfortable when they've come in to watch her play. You know, it could be a situation where she's drafted in the late round, or it could be like her brother TJ, and she gets to choose the right WNBA team for her that maybe doesn't have the point guard depth, and she'll have a greater opportunity to stick to a roster. But we're very confident in either scenario that Meg will be in a WNBA camp here at the beginning of May, and we're really excited about that. We've also got some additional news that we can't release about Meg that's going to be quite an honor that no player in Duquesne history, frankly, I don't think any player in the women's side in Western Pennsylvania has ever been associated with. And we're going to have that message delivered here in the next couple of days, and it's a pretty big one. So we're excited about that.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to hear what that is. Dan, thank you for taking the time today, and good luck in the next round as you guys move along. Really appreciate it.
Joe, we really appreciate what you and Austin do, and feeding the community is such an important thing, and we're so glad to be a part of it. Thank you for your time today, and thank you for supporting women's basketball.
Of course. That's Dan Burt from Duquesne, him and his coaches providing 1,200 meals. Let's step up here. We got a little over an hour left before we give way to the PM guys here on the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. You can step up right now. $1 equals three meals. Whatever you can contribute, you know. All hands in the pile here. Is that what Mike Tomlin says? The more you can do, I forget what the phrase is, but anybody and everybody can get involved here. You can text NEED to 50155. You can go to our website, 937thefan.com, or give us a call, 412-663-5664. 36% of the food distributed last year by the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank was fresh, healthy produce. The food bank tells us that 1 in 8 southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. And for one person this hour who donates $50 plus, that one person will win 50. Let me see here. We'll win tickets to the following Live Nation shows, including, and this is unbelievable limits, 4-pack of tickets to Thomas Rhett in June at Star Lake, the Doobie Brothers, August 6th at Star Lake, Styx on April 10th at Star Lake. Perhaps Limits will be there leading us in a rendition of Renegade.
My dad loves Styx.
Yeah.
My parents went to the last Styx concert that was here last year.
Incredible. Matt Fraser on April 19th at the Roxian, and G-Eazy, Limits' personal favorite band, April 13th at the Roxian. Plus, there's a lot more. There's a Taylor Swift night at the Roxy, and it's not a Taylor Swift concert, of course, but it's a Taylor Swift night at the Roxy on April 18th. 4 tickets to that as well. $50 equals 150 meals. So somebody among our $50 plus contributors is going to get that, and that'll be very exciting for everybody. All right. Are we going to talk to Dottie? Is that coming up next here at Limits?
Yeah, she's going to join us in about a minute here. She's one of the volunteers from the food bank. She's going to talk to us about the initiative. She's going to be in here, and she's walking over right now.
Perfect. And the volunteers, I just paid a visit to them. They're back in our sort of concert area, answering phones and such, and doing everything that needs to be done. And that's what Dottie does. She has a fixed income, and the food bank has made a difference in her life. In addition to her own food, she picks up boxes of meat and fresh produce for people who are unable to get to the distribution, and it's something she says she started doing years ago. And here is Dottie right now. This is amazing. What is Dottie's last name, Limits? Do you have that there? Hello, Dottie. How are you?
Might need a step stool here.
Very nice to see you, and thank you for taking time here. This is a treat for us. And in the meantime, you can text NEED to 50155. And again, always know that $1 equals three meals. Dottie, are you all set over there? How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for everything you do with volunteering. I was just telling people a little bit about your story, that you're retired and you are on a fixed income at this point, and you say that the food bank has really made a difference in your life, and that in turn you choose to make a difference in others' lives. Is that the basics here?
Yes, it is. It has made a big, big difference in my life, not only economically, But while I'm receiving food, I am helping others too.
And where does that spirit come from, Dottie?
Oh, it comes from within. Community service is near and dear to my heart. So not only do I get food for myself, but I pick up food for six other individuals and distribute that to them in the community.
And where are you from?
I'm from Butler County.
Is that where you grew up?
Well, East Brady was Armstrong County, but I've been in Butler for about 40 years.
East Brady is the home of Jim Kelly, the greatest Bills quarterback there ever was.
It certainly is. It's a great tourist attraction for sure on the Allegheny River.
Man, that perks me up a lot here. Plus, in Butler, I used to coach junior high girls basketball in the early 90s.
Oh, fantastic. So you know a lot about Butler County then.
I do. And I remember that old gym they had where it was, you know, a bowl above where people would look down onto the court.
Yes.
And there we were. I mean, it was, my God, that was a long time ago. I've gotten old. But I'll never forget. We were winless at the time, and a girl named Beth Rutkowski, we were playing a game. Was it Dorseyville in Fox Chapel? And it came down to the wire. It was like 11-11 late in the game, and Beth Rutkowski picked a ball off the ground and put it in, and we celebrated like it was Mardi Gras. That was our first win.
Fantastic. That is awesome. So you know a little bit about Butler County then.
Yes, I do.
Are you aware that there's one out of 10 people, about 10% in Butler County alone, 20,000 people that face food insecurity?
Well, I did not know that. But that's why we're here today.
Exactly. Exactly. Trying to promote the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank in our communities. They're going further and further north to reach people that don't have the economic means to put food on their table.
Mm. And food insecure, is that basically the definition of that, Dottie, is not having the economic means to have regular meals at your house?
Exactly. Mm.
Well, that's the way that people can step up and help right now. We've had an amazing day here. We just had the Duquesne women's basketball coach, and him and his assistants donated 1,200 meals. $1 equals 3 meals. And the food bank tells us, well, you just heard Dottie about what's happening out in the Butler area. 1 in 8 Southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. So the way that you can step up here for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon is text the word NEED to 50155. Go on our website at 937thefan.com or call 412-663-5664. I'm very inspired by being around you, Dottie, that not only have you benefited from the food bank, but you've stepped up and made a difference in other people's lives. That's very moving to me, and I appreciate you.
What I also want to share with the donations that are made today, you can really, really make the difference in people's eating nutritious food. Mm. The amount of fresh produce, meat, protein that are in the distributions is phenomenal, and how much more it can stretch the food budget.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. And again, your story is very inspiring. And thank you for taking the time to come down here today, all the way to the station.
My pleasure. Great to be with you today.
You too, Dottie. Thank you very much. And again, people can text NEED to 50155. Go to 937thefan.com or call 412-663-5664. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19. In Peters Township, and we have a big 1 o'clock hour planned for you. We're going to talk to JP, Joe Potocnik, and his mustache, I believe, will be involved in this conversation. Limits?
As it always is, yes. It'll steal the show.
That's coming up next. And then our very own Josh Rountree. I know there's some initiatives in the golf community, and we can talk a little sports with Josh as well as we try to push this thing over 200,000 meals.
And don't forget about the way that it all got started last week with the General. What a gracious day that was last week with the general on Wednesday and the donations that were raised.
Are we talking to the general here?
The general will join us coming up next as well.
Holy bird milk.